I'm home. Hello. Help. Or lobotomize me. Either way. Why is it so heavy, and why am I so weak? No, I am. I'm a weak girl, and I'm okay with that, because I resent the universe for making life so hard, so suck it. Deal with the little inadequate girl. I don't care. Long, 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 long. What an end long. Restore me. But it sucks so much, and I put in the bare minimum. That's the maximum capacity I go to. You can't ask the mediocre to do more than that. That's unfair. And also, I can't be bothered. You don't have to be sorry. Just be here. You are the saving grace. Take my coat off. And my stupid shoes. And my heavy stuff. And just blech. Could you please push me to the couch? I can't do it on my own steam. No, just a gentle nudge. Thank you. Why do I suck at the bare minimum? Everybody else is bossing, and I'm just like, tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes, and it's like, nah. I don't even have depression or anything. I'm just. I'm just me. But I do know what'll cheer me up. You know. Yes, you do. Please come and squish me. Oh. Give the absolute best hug. Why do you think I pursued you with such vigor? I knew you'd be a good hugger. Mm-hmm. soul and the arms and the intention and the warm squishiness. It's good squishy. It's the best squishy. It is the home squishy. I love it. How is that possible? But you're so snuggly. It's surely like your mom and dad hugged you. Do I hug you too much? You better not be just saying that and make me feel better. Cause I only want you to hug me if you like hugging me. It's very important. Well, I think you give the best hugs. And my opinion is the only one I care about, so. Aside from yours. So good, it makes me purr. Sound more like a frog. purr rib, who cares? You are heckin' good. If you didn't grow up hugging, how are you so good at it? You are a barefaced liar, and I love it. No. Tell me more. Tell me how I bring out your natural instincts. No, I love a bit of sycophantic mushiness. I do. Not only from you. Anybody else, it'd be creepy. Essentially, I taught you how to hug. Come on. Don't be shy. It's okay to admit that your gorgeous, beautiful, talented girlfriend was the one who instructed you on how to, you know, hug. Yeah, the bare minimum of work, not in life. And certainly not in love. Oh, such a shy boy. Come on. Tell me how good I am, come on. Oh, but I need it. Yes, I do, I'm deprived, come on. Oh, how disrespectful you are to your mistress. Master, whatever. The sensei that taught you. I will accept your apology in the form of a hug. Diner. Must have been hard. Not being hugged. You want to make up for it? All night long, preferably. Am I not allowed to munch on your ears? I'm sorry they didn't hug you. You know you can hug me whenever you want. Tight, loose, soft, hard.
do a crash course in cuddling. I think no matter how good you are at something, practice never hurts. Give in to love. Put your arm here. This one here. Entwine those legs. The pressure's perfect. Mirror. It's time to big spoon your ass. If only this was a job. Oh my god. I'm coming to work early. And do overtime after overtime. Might even respond to my work emails. I know. But they build up and then it's like, oh god. I am never gonna get through them. Oh. sure I'm suited to a 9-to-5. But this... this I could bring real passion to. Well, I wasn't offering that kind of passion, but... Sex is nice, but if you ever had a really intense cuddling session that restores your soul. Mm-hmm.